Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive. Today we're diving into an article called 10 Real Ways to Make Money from Home. It seems like everyone's looking for ways to earn some extra cash from home these days. And this article seems to be packed with some pretty inspiring ideas.
Yeah, you know what? It really is a sign of the times, isn't it? I mean, the traditional 9-to-5 job is definitely seems to be, losing its grip as people discover the benefits of working from home. And the thing is, there's an opportunity out there for pretty much everyone, no matter what skills or interests they have.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting about it, right?
Yeah.
So let's start with that, actually, this huge shift towards remote work the article mentions. It's not just the passing fad. It's like a fundamental change in how we work.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really being driven by this perfect storm of, technology advancements and just people's attitudes changing. We've got all these amazing collaboration tools now that make it so easy to work from anywhere and, be just as effective.
And it's not just us as workers who are benefiting from this, right? Companies are starting to realize that, hey, offering these remote options is actually helping them attract really great talent. And it's become a competitive edge for a lot of these companies.
It really is a win-win for everyone. Companies can tap into a much wider pool of potential employees. And employees get more control over their time, their schedules. Everything leads to happier, more productive teams.
Absolutely. All right. So the article also points out that there's a few essential tools you need to really thrive in this new world of remote work.
Yeah.
Things like project management, software, video conferencing, and cloud storage.
Yeah, think of these as the foundation of your digital office, right? They'll keep you organized, connected, and efficient no matter where you are.
Like your virtual office.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this big picture of this whole remote work revolution going on, but let's get to the really exciting part, the actual money-making opportunities. I'm really intrigued by this whole cryptocurrency trading thing. I feel like everyone's talking about it.
Crypto has definitely captured a lot of people's imaginations, and it's more accessible than ever before. Platforms like Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, they've made buying and selling crypto pretty straightforward, even for beginners.
Yeah, and I noticed the article even has a handy table comparing their fees and security features. What advice would you give someone who's brand new to crypto and trying to choose a platform?
That's a great question for someone who's just getting started. User friendliness is key. Look for platforms with an intuitive interface, clear explanations. You don't want to be, intimidated or confused, right? And then security is also super important. Make sure whatever platform you choose has things like two-factor authentication.
Makes sense. So once you've picked your platform, how do you approach this whole crypto trading thing? It can be pretty volatile, right?
It absolutely can be. I always recommend starting small, do your research, and focus on learning, the basics about blockchain and all the different cryptocurrencies out there. It's important to have a long-term perspective and not get swayed by, the hype or short-term market fluctuations.
That sounds like good advice for any kind of investing, really. Speaking of which, the article also covers Robinhood, which has become super popular, especially for people who are new to stock market investing.
Yeah, Robinhood's done a great job of making the stock market more accessible, more affordable to, buy and sell stocks. But just like with crypto, it's so important to have a well-thought-out strategy. Don't just jump in.
Right. The article talks about setting financial goals, understanding your risk tolerance, and diversifying your investments. They even have a table outlining different investment options and the risks and potential returns associated with each.
That table is a great visual. It highlights that stocks can offer high returns, but they also come with higher risk. Bonds, on the other hand, tend to be lower risk. But with more modest returns, it's all about finding that right balance for your individual goals and how comfortable you are with risk.
Yeah, I appreciate that the article doesn't shy away from the importance of being strategic. It's not just picking random stocks. It's about making informed decisions and managing risk.
Exactly. Having a plan and sticking to it and staying informed about market trends and economic conditions is so important.
So let's dive into something completely different now, this whole idea of affiliate marketing. I've heard about it, but I never fully understood how it works.
Oh, it's actually a pretty simple concept.
Yeah.
You basically partner with a company and promote their products or services on your website, blog, social media. And when someone clicks on your unique affiliate link and buys something, you get a commission.
Oh, so you're getting paid to drive traffic and sales to these other businesses. Sounds like a great way to, leverage your online presence and earn some passive income.
It can be very lucrative if it's done right.
Yeah.
The key is to choose a profitable niche, find good affiliate programs that fit with your audience's interests, and then create high quality content that actually adds value. Don't just spam people with links.
The article really emphasizes that building a strong online presence is key. You know, creating a website, using social media, and maybe even building an email list to reach a wider audience.
You know, building that loyal audience is essential for anything you do online, especially affiliate marketing. It's all about giving value, building trust, and engaging with your followers.
This next one is so fascinating, faceless YouTube channels. The idea that you can build a successful YouTube channel without ever showing your face is kind of mind-blowing.
It really shows you the power of creativity, right, and how people are finding all these different ways to be successful online. You don't have to be some charismatic on-camera personality, you know. It's about the quality of your content and connecting with your viewers.
The article says choosing the right niche and creating really good content is essential whether you show your face or not. And they have this table that breaks down how different niches can have their own content strategies and monetization methods.
Yeah, that table is really helpful. Like if you're passionate about gaming, you could make walkthroughs, reviews, gameplay videos. If you're a tech person, you could do tutorials, product reviews, unboxing videos. And if you're an expert in something, you could create educational content or even online courses.
And when it comes to actually making money from your YouTube channel, the article mentions a bunch of different methods like ads, sponsorships, affiliate marketing, and selling digital products.
The options are there. You just have to find the ones that work best for your content and audience. For example, if you have a big following in a specific niche, you could do really well with sponsorships or affiliate marketing.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move on to e-commerce now. The article highlights Shopify as this user-friendly platform that lets anyone create an online store. It's like having your own digital storefront open 24/7.
Shopify's been a game changer. It's super user-friendly, even for beginners. They give you everything you need to get started. Customizable templates, integrated payment gateways, inventory management tools, marketing resources. It's pretty amazing.
It sounds almost too good to be true. The article walks through the steps of launching a business on Shopify, choosing a niche, setting up the store, customizing the design, adding products, configuring payments, and shipping.
And the best part is it's so simple and flexible. You can start small and scale up as you grow. And they have all these apps and integrations that you can add on to make the platform even more powerful.
The article even has a table outlining all these key Shopify features. And what they do, it seems like they've really thought of everything to make launching and managing an online store easy.
They've taken away a lot of the barriers to entry. You know, allowing anyone with a great product or service to share it with the world and potentially build a really successful business.
So speaking of building businesses, the article talks about website development as a potential income stream too. And they mention Hostinger as a platform that can help you get started.
Website development is a really valuable skill, and it's in such high demand these days. You know, whether you're building e-commerce sites, blogs, portfolios, or landing pages, the ability to make professional and engaging websites opens up so many opportunities.
Yeah, the article lists some profitable website niches like e-commerce blogging and affiliate marketing and online courses. It seems like there's a niche out there for almost anyone.
There really is. The key is to find something you're passionate about and where you can really offer something valuable. Do your research, figure out who your target audience is, and build a site that meets their needs and interests.
And just like with YouTube, there seem to be a ton of ways to make money from your website once you've built it. The article mentions things like display advertising, affiliate marketing, sponsored content, and selling your own products or services.
You've got to experiment with different strategies, track your results, and figure out what works best for your particular audience and business model. It's all part of the fun.
This is all so inspiring. We've covered so much in this first part of our deep dive. Everything from the world of cryptocurrency and Robinhood to affiliate marketing and e-commerce. I'm really excited to dig even deeper into all these amazing home-based business opportunities in the next part.
Me too. There's a lot more to explore, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into 10 real ways to make money from home. We've already covered so much ground from, you know, the rise of remote work to cryptocurrency and investing, but there's still so much more to uncover.
Oh, yeah. We've only just scratched the surface of all the incredible opportunities out there, you know, for anyone with an internet connection and that entrepreneurial spirit.
So true. And in the last part, we were talking about Shopify and how user-friendly it is to launch an e-commerce store. Mm-hmm. But the article also gets into something that's been on my mind lately, this whole creating and selling digital products thing. It's so fascinating.
It really is. The online learning world is just booming, and digital products are an amazing way to share your knowledge, help others, and make some money at the same time.
Yeah, the article mentions things like ebooks, online courses,
yeah,
even digital art and photography. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's no limit to what you can create.
The possibilities are pretty much endless. It all starts with, you know, figuring out what you're passionate about and what skills you have. What are you good at? What do you enjoy teaching or sharing with others? And once you've kind of honed in on that niche, you can start brainstorming those digital product ideas that would really benefit your target audience.
Right. The article talks about finding that sweet spot, you know, where your expertise and what people actually want and need intersect.
Exactly. You've got to do your research, understand your target market, and create products that actually solve their problems or, you know, fulfill some kind of desire if you can genuinely help people, success will follow.
Okay, so let's say you have this amazing digital product idea. What's the next step? The article mentions platforms like Udemy Teachable and Skillshare.
Those are all great options, each with their own pros and cons. Udemy is huge, you know, a massive open online course platform, so it's great for reaching a wide audience. Teachable gives you more control over your branding and pricing so you can create a more customized experience. And Skillshare is really focused on creative skills and uses a subscription model, which can be appealing for both creators and students.
It's amazing how many resources are out there to support people who want to create and sell these digital products.
Yeah.
It seems like anyone with, you know, valuable knowledge or a unique skill set can package it up and share it with the world.
And one of the best things about digital products is that they're so scalable. Once you create it, you can sell it over and over again without any additional production costs. It's a fantastic way to build passive income and a sustainable business.
That's the dream, right? Okay, so let's switch gears a bit and talk about website development. The article mentions Hostinger as a platform that gives you everything you need to start building your own website.
Hostinger is great, especially for beginners. They offer affordable hosting plans, a user-friendly website builder, and really good customer support. Having your own website is essential for any online business, whether you're selling products, offering services, or sharing your knowledge through a blog.
And the article lists some profitable website niches like e-commerce, blogging, and affiliate marketing, and online courses. It seems like there's a niche out there for every interest.
Oh, absolutely. The key is choosing one that you're passionate about and where you can truly provide value. Think about what you love to do, what you're good at, and how you can help others.
And once you've built your website, it seems like the ways to make money from it are just as diverse as with YouTube and digital products. You know, display, advertising, affiliate marketing, sponsored content, selling your own products or services.
It's all about trying different things, seeing what sticks, tracking your results, and finding what works best for you, your audience, and your business model. It's a journey, you know?
Now let's get crafty for a second. The article also talks about selling handmade products online and highlights platforms like Etsy and eBay.
Etsy and eBay have really opened up so many doors for creative entrepreneurs who want to share their unique creations with the world. It's inspiring to see people turning their passions into successful businesses.
The article has some great tips for selling on these platforms, taking high-quality photos, writing detailed descriptions, using the right keywords, and understanding the fees. It's all about making your product stand out and making it easy for people to find them.
Building a strong brand and providing amazing customer service are also crucial. You know, treat your customers well, go above and beyond, and they'll become your biggest fans and spread the word.
The article even compares Etsy and eBay's listing and transaction fees in a table, which is super helpful. It's important to understand those costs so you can price your products appropriately.
Absolutely. Knowing the fees helps you make smart decisions about where to list your products and how to price them competitively. You'll also want to factor in things like shipping costs, packaging materials, and of course, the value of your time.
Okay, so let's circle back to remote work for a minute. The article emphasizes how much it's growing and the impact it's having on the job market. It really feels like the traditional 9-to-5 office job is becoming less and less common.
The future of work is definitely flexible and location independent as technology keeps advancing and companies realize the benefits of remote work. We're only going to see more and more opportunities for people to work from anywhere in the world doing what they love.
The article mentions specific remote job opportunities like freelance writing, virtual assistants, and online tutoring. There really are options out there for everyone.
The gig economy is thriving. And there's a huge demand for talented people who can work remotely, whether you're a writer, an organizer, a tech expert, or a creative. There's probably a perfect remote job out there for you.
And of course, the article reminds us of all the perks of working remotely, the flexibility, the autonomy, the increased productivity, and no more commuting. It's hard to beat that.
It really allows people to create a work-life balance that works for them. It's about having more control over your time, your environment, and your life.
Then the article digs into a specific niche within remote work, online tutoring, and transcription services. It seems like these services are in high demand as more and more people embrace online learning and need accurate transcriptions.
Online tutoring is a great alternative to traditional in-person tutoring. It's flexible and convenient for everyone involved, and transcription services are crucial for businesses, organizations, and individuals who need to convert audio or video content into text.
The article highlights the skills you need for each service for online tutoring. You need expertise in your subject, strong communication skills, and the ability to engage students in a virtual setting.
And for transcription accuracy, attention to detail and excellent typing skills are essential. It's also helpful to be familiar with different transcription software and file formats.
The article also lists platforms like Upwork, Freelancer, and Fiverr, where you can find clients for these services. It seems like there's no shortage of opportunities to connect with potential clients online and build a successful freelance business.
These platforms have made it so much easier for freelancers to showcase their skills, find clients all over the world, and build their own careers on their own terms.
We've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive, from digital products and online courses to selling handmade goods and offering freelance services. It's clear that there are endless possibilities for anyone who wants to create a fulfilling career from home.
It's an exciting time to be an entrepreneur with the right mindset, skills, and resources. Anyone can build a successful and rewarding career without ever leaving their house.
So stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive, where we'll wrap things up with some key takeaways and practical advice for making your home-based business dreams a reality. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into 10 real ways to make money from home. We've uncovered so many amazing opportunities, from cryptocurrency and e-commerce to online courses and freelance work. It's incredible how much potential there is to build a successful career from home these days.
It really is. And you know what's so inspiring is that it's open to everyone. It doesn't matter what your background is or how much experience you have. Anyone can tap into these opportunities. The article really highlights that, you know, in the digital world, success is within reach for anyone who's willing to put in the effort and has the right mindset.
Absolutely. It's all about embracing that entrepreneurial spirit, being open to new ideas, and, you know, just taking action.
That's what it all comes down to. And finding your passion, something you truly enjoy doing, and then figuring out how to turn that into something marketable. You know, it's not just about the money. It's about finding fulfillment and sharing that with others.
So true. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what are your thoughts on what makes a home-based business really successful? What advice would you give someone who's just starting out on this journey?
Well, I think having a clear vision and a solid plan is essential.
Yep.
You know, ask yourself, what are my goals? Who is my ideal customer? What problems am I solving for them? Once you have a good grasp of those fundamentals, you can start building your business step by step.
I love how the article provides this really practical roadmap outlining those key steps for launching and growing a successful business.
Yeah, it's a great starting point for anyone who's feeling overwhelmed or unsure of where to begin. It breaks everything down into manageable steps and offers actionable advice for each stage of the process.
And one thing that really stood out to me was the emphasis on continuous learning. You know, the digital landscape is constantly changing, so it's crucial to stay ahead of the curve and adapt to new trends and technologies.
Oh, absolutely. Embracing lifelong learning is key to success in any field, but especially in the online business world. Things move so quickly. You need to constantly be learning and growing. There are tons of resources out there to help you stay updated, like online courses, webinars, industry blogs, podcasts, you name it.
The article also mentions the importance of building a strong support network.
Yeah.
Connecting with other entrepreneurs, joining online communities, seeking out mentors, all of that can provide invaluable guidance and encouragement along the way.
Having a supportive community is so crucial, especially when you're building a business on your own. It can get lonely and challenging. Having people to bounce ideas off of, share experiences with, and just offer support makes all the difference.
So as we come to the end of our deep dive into 10 real ways to make money from home, I really want our listeners to walk away with a sense of possibility and empowerment. You know, we've explored so many diverse opportunities, from cryptocurrency to selling handmade goods to launching online courses. The takeaway is that there's a path for everyone, no matter your skills, interests, or background.
It's an exciting time to be an entrepreneur. With the right mindset and the willingness to learn, you can create a fulfilling and successful career right from your own home. The possibilities are truly endless.
And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. If you want to explore these income-generating opportunities further and really dive into the nitty-gritty of how to make it happen, we encourage you to check out the full article, 10 Real Ways to Make Money from Home. You can find it at https.cryptoassetlab.com, 10 Real Ways to Make Money from Home. It's packed with inspiring stories, practical tips, and tons of resources to help you kickstart your entrepreneurial journey and set you on the path to success.
It's a goldmine of information that can really help you take action and start building the life you dream of.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial fire. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep reaching for those dreams.